So when you're getting married, right, you're like, okay, we've got everything. Yep. Yeah, no, you're here. That's a good part. I'm here. Great. Wedding rings. Oh, we've lost them. 10:30 a.m., the day of the wedding.
No.
What do we do?
Panic. Panic.
Well, that's okay. Leave it in the hands of the photographer, who happens to be your brother. We've got him on the phone now. Nick Watson. Good morning, Nick.
Woohoo. Good morning. How are we?
We're good, mate. What were you doing as a Geelong wedding photographer doing a wedding up in Sydney?
Listen, there are no bounds.
That's photographer. It.
I can go absolutely anywhere. Destination weddings in Sydney on the most rainy day ever. Why not?
Just quickly, so this involves the public transport system in Sydney.
Yes.
Now, I was there 2 weekends ago for an engagement party, so similar, and I had to take the train from Sydney into Western Sydney, so not Redfern, but Western Sydney, and it was a pretty hairy experience. So I'm excited to hear what your hairy experience was like, mate.
Yeah, let me tell you, it may not have been as exciting as your experience, but I'll give it a shot.
Okay. All right, so take us through it. What happened?
As you guys said, obviously I'm a full-time wedding photographer. So I had, it was my sister's wedding, and I decided, you know what, what's a better wedding gift than a free 13-hour day? And so I had everything planned out, great time management skills. We'd actually been, doing some groom photos, kind of getting ready, you know, kind of the normal usual stuff. And we were thinking, what's a better spot rather than just, you know, the cliche out in the field, groom photos, where everyone's just like, you know, having a great time, whatever. Why not we go underground at St. James Station and take some really cool photos where the groom and groomsmen look like they come straight out of a 60s mob film.
Oh, amazing. Cool.
So, yeah, so we decided to go there, catch a train at Redfern Station, head over to St. James, take a few photos, and that's when one of the groomsmen said, where are the rings?
Oh.
Everyone's head were like, what do you mean, where are the rings? And our thoughts, we left them on the train.
Oh, God. And first, I'd be like, good joke, idiot. Today's not the day.
Yes, totally.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of more ironic because we joked about losing the rings earlier in the day as well.
Yeah.
So it's just like you can't manifest that on the same day. so we were pretty panicked. Most of us. Myself, I'm pretty great under stressful situations. Of course, you have to be as a wedding photographer. And I was just like, you know what? We're gonna get this fixed. We're gonna figure out how the heck we're gonna get it. You know, we'll do it. So we ended up. I was like, you know what, three of you go back to Redfern Station, see if you can look around. Who knows?
Sure.
And the groom and I will go on the train and maybe get off. We'll get off Circular Quay, and talk to someone. So we went and talked to a few of the people that work there, and they were like, okay, let's see what we can do. So we managed to get them to every stop after Circular Quay, stopped the train that we were on. And this was like two trains prior to what we were on. And I was like, yeah, see if you can help us out, whatever. Mm. So they stopped the train every 30 seconds, every stop, 4:30 seconds to a minute, just to check each car every time it stopped.
Oh, wow.
But no prevail. Oh, and we were like, oh, great, this is not nothing's going to happen.
Yeah.
What are we going to do? And obviously, because it is a wedding, we have to keep going on schedule. So the groom and I, we kept going. We went back to Redfern Station, and we were looking around the same platform that we thought we left it. And what happened is, I'm quite a massive extrovert.
Mm.
So on the train to St. James, I was like, everyone was kind of chilling. I was taking a couple of photos. It wasn't really too exciting. And I was like, you know what? Let's embarrass the groom and tell everyone that he's getting married.
Ah.
So I did that. Everyone was clapping. I took a little video, and I was looking through the video, and I was like, there's no ring in the train.
Right.
So it has to have been at the station.
Yeah, yes. Okay.
So I ended up, I was like, you know what? Let's see if we can find, there's a bunch of cameras here. Let's see if we can find the CCTV footage, and maybe we'll see someone picking it up. Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
So I go and get the number for the CCTV because civilians can't watch it.
Yeah.
And I get greeted on the phone by this very lovely guy that pretty much was the joint hero of the day. Managed to, we basically triangulated our position.
Yeah.
In order to figure out where the angle was from whichever camera. And so one of the camera angles he was on, he's like, yeah, perfect, it's right there. Go to where you're sitting. So I went over, and he's like, unfortunately, that view is blocked completely, so I won't be able to find the ring.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you're kidding. And so, yeah, he was like about to give up. He's like, you know what, let me see if I can find another camera. So he searches around, finds another camera on the concourse. This is just like above the platform, through glass. It's slightly distorted, but has a clear view. And so I'm like, sick, cool. What can you tell me? And he's looking through, sees someone finally picking up a brown paper bag the size of a sandwich, and it has the rings in them.
No.
I'm like, we've got them.
So you know someone's got them.
Yeah.
All right, we're running out of time here, mate. But you just wrap it up. How did it work? What happened then?
Saying, okay. Quick ending. So basically, I was pretty much going throughout my day. The CCTV guy ends up ringing me, and he's followed the guy all the way to Central. It rings me and says, "Hey, great news! Currently watching the guy get arrested live."
Oh, yes.
And they have the rings. Come and pick them up.
Yeah. Oh, all right. So how long between that and the actual wedding ceremony?
So I ended up picking it up around 1:30, and the ceremony was at 3.
Brilliant. Oh, my God. Brilliant. And did the bride know that any of this was happening?
The bride, let me tell you, I was not going to call her.
No.
that was up to everyone else. I was just like, you know what? See what happens. She laughed hysterically, which is, you know, my family is very much that kind of cool, chilled out people, very untraditional. She didn't even wear like the normal white wedding dress. Beautiful green wedding dress, you know, kind of having fun with it.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was very much just like, you know, it is what it is. It's replaceable. But hey, I don't take no for an answer.
No. Yes. What a bloody adventure. What an adventure. Nick Watson, you're a superstar. You're a wedding photographer, but you're also Batman. And if anybody needs a man who's good on the job, we'll put him in touch with you, all right?
Absolutely. And if you can... check out my website, thecouplesphotographer.com.au.
Amazing. Oh, good on you, mate.
Thank
Thanks
you.
For the chat.
Awesome.